Amen. If you'd stand for the reading of the word tonight, and we'll pray and ask the Lord to move in the remainder of the service and meet us in the altars tonight. I just want to use this for a thought tonight. We're not going to get into the intent and deeper meaning of this. Clear from what the power of the gospel is to the new age that is coming. I just want to look at one expression here tonight. But the prophet says, "Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, as a deer, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. For in the wilderness or in the desert shall waters break out and streams in the desert." The expression I want us to focus on tonight is the expression streams in the desert. Streams in the desert. Heavenly Father, tonight those folks of yours that have gathered in this place, bless them. Help them to sense your presence, Lord. I'm so glad, God, that you know everything. You know where every heart and every person and every home and every family, where they're at tonight. You know, God, how to challenge our hearts and encourage and strengthen. And I pray through the preached word tonight that your Holy Spirit would touch each soul that's here. God, you know every inner struggle, Lord. You know every the thoughts, Lord, and those things that are going on in the depths of the soul. Now address those by the power of your word, and may we leave here differently than what we came. And God's people said, amen. You can be seated. I did a simple thing Sunday morning. I had a book I wanted to pass along to somebody, and I gave them that book. Some of you will recognize it. It's the classic devotional book, daily devotional book, Streams in the Desert. And its title comes from the scripture that I read, that expression, streams in the desert. And it was a simple thing just to pass along that book, but, you know, some moments happen like this. Right when I handed the book to them, though I've seen that title and known it for 40 years, when I saw that title, as I handed the book over again, it just kind of branded itself in my brain a fresh way, Streams in the Desert. And since Sunday morning, I haven't been able to really get that out of my mind, Streams in the Desert. You know, that book, that devotional has helped a lot of Christians. And I think the title pegs why it has appealed to so many and helped so many. That devotional came out in the early 1900s, 1919, somewhere around there, 1920. And generations have been helped by that devotional, Streams in the Desert. And I think it's for a very simple reason. We get in deserts and we need a stream of water when we're there. I think that's why it appeals to folk. You know, in fact, when it was first published, the publishers and other folks that saw it never believed it would become popular. But it did. Because we as Christians continue to have those times that we can only label as a desert experience, and therefore we are in continual need of a stream of refreshing and renewing. Amen. Let me tell you briefly about the author, Letty Cowman. She and her husband, Charles, were missionaries in the Orient. And they were successful missionaries, and they had just started a new work in Japan. And Charles came down very, very sick. He was so sick they had to come back to the States. And in 1918, in January of that year, they made it back to the States. But in the States, Charles, her husband, continued to decline. And as Letty watched her husband suffer and grow weaker and weaker every day, of course she suffered. That being her husband, she suffered with him, and she was disturbed and she questioned her faith. But in those moments of darkness, as she watched her husband die and he did die, as she was watching him die, it came to her to write this devotional, Streams in the Desert, to talk about hard times Christians face, but the wonderful experiences Christians could have in those hard times. And so the very book was birthed in a desert, but to write that book, she had to have found a stream in the desert. Amen. We as Christians, we know what the desert is. If I ask you tonight, you could tell me what it is. It's an experience when we feel dry inside, or we feel discouraged, or we're in a time we feel joyless, or maybe things just look bleak, or maybe the doubts and the worries have come in, or maybe it's a time we can't feel the presence of God, or maybe it's a time we don't seem to get anything out of our Bible reading, or we don't seem to get anything out of our prayer time, we don't seem to get anything out of the service, the preaching. Maybe it's just we feel burned out. We're just tired. We're just tired of living the Christian life. We that are Christians, we know what the desert is. But could I also say tonight, we as Christians, we also know what the stream is. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad it said stream? No, not just a pool of stagnant, still water, but a stream, because a stream is that which is viable. It's enlivening. It's refreshing. It's revitalizing. Streams of the desert simply means in the midst of a trying, empty, bleak, dry experience, God knows how to send a refreshing and a renewing and a reviving into our hearts so that everything is new and the joy returns and the sense of his presence returns. How many's glad God can provide a stream in the desert? What I want to leave you with tonight is simply this: there is a stream for your desert. He said, I'm not there tonight, Pastor. Well, I want to tell you, in the course of human events, you'll come there. And it's good to know that there is a stream in the desert. These streams, I want you to just notice some things that were impressed on my heart today after I got the news I'd be ministering tonight. These streams in the desert, they occur where no one would expect them. Now, I don't know how many of you have been in a real desert terrain. I spent quite a bit of time out west. We used to go travel through the Mojave Desert. But when you get out in a real desert and you see the dryness and you see the sand and you feel the heat, and you know there's no real plants except cacti, and you know you don't see life, it's barren and it's brown, you really don't expect to find a clear running stream in the desert. Right? You just don't expect it to be there. You know, that's the thing about these streams in the desert. God puts them where we really don't think that they could be. We begin to think, facing what I'm facing, there's no way I could have a stream. There's no way I could feel the presence and the joy and the help and refresh. You know, the way my circumstances look, there's no way I can have spiritual revival at this time in my life. But that's the wonderful thing. You don't expect to find these kind of streams in the middle of the desert. You see, aren't you glad that our circumstances do not affect whether or not God is able to help us? We look at our circumstances and say, it's a desert. There can't be refreshment here. And God says, oh yeah, I know how to put a stream in your desert. I'm so thankful for the Word of God, the historical facts. But do you remember when the children of Israel got in the Sinaitic desert there in that peninsula, and they begin to thirst, and their children thirsted, and their animals thirst, and they begin to complain there was no water? They were in a place they realized there's no water here. You can't expect there to be a stream here. What did God do though? He told Moses to take his rod and strike an old barren, bleak, dried out piece of sandstone or whatever kind it was. And suddenly there was a bubbling river of refreshing water in the middle of a desert. I want to tell you something. God knows how to put a stream in a situation where you see nothing but dryness and emptiness and coldness and spiritual death. God knows how to put a spring right there. Hallelujah. Secondly, tonight, These streams, they come from another place. What are you talking about? Well, if there is a stream that's in the desert, it usually comes from one or two sources. It usually comes not from the desert. It doesn't start there. If you see a stream in the desert, it never began in the desert. It came from another place. One of the sources is the snowpacks further up, way up, miles and miles away in the mountains. I mean, out there in Arizona, Sandra and I, we went swimming in the river, and you think, you know, 115 degrees, that water's going to be warm. No, sir. It'll turn you blue. Why? Because it came from another place. The other source is deep from underneath the ground. But the stream does not begin in the desert terrain. It comes from another place. Now, here's the thing. We have a desert experience, and things seem dry, but God knows how to send a stream all the way from heaven. Hallelujah. He knows how to bring us to a place of digging in, that we can find a stream deep down beneath that desert experience. Glory to God. Here's what I'm trying to say. You know, when I get in a desert place, and especially if I was thirsting and dehydrating, you know, my one thought would be, God, get me out of here. Isn't that usually our first response to difficult situations? God, get me out of this place. But sometimes God doesn't take us out of the desert and take us to the water. He brings the water to us in the desert. Still in the desert, but he's brought the water to us. Hallelujah. You say, my circumstance hadn't changed. Maybe not. But God can bring the water to you in the middle of your situation. Hallelujah. How many's had that happen? Nothing changed about your circumstance. But God brought the stream into the desert. Something about these streams. They are the source of life. I mean, how much more basic can you get? You get out west and where everything is barren, where you find the cities, where you find the houses, is where there's a river, where there's a stream. Because without water, there's not life. I know there's things that live on very minuscule portions of water, and they can, you know, they can get some moisture out of a cactus leaf and all that. But basically, even in the desert where you find the life, even animal life, is along the banks, along those narrow ribbons of rivers that run through the desert. Why? Water is necessary for all of life. It takes that water to give life. And without some source of water in the desert, there would for sure would be no humans there. We have to have that water. And I just want to tell us and just refresh our minds here. The point is, we go through dry times and difficult times, but in this thing of spiritual life, we must have the presence of God. We must have the experience and the encounter with His Holy Spirit. We must have that river, because that is the source of our spiritual life. Everything about our experience and our Christian walk, it'll die without spiritual water. It will. Our worship will die. Our prayer life will die. Amen. It'll die unless we have that refreshing of the water. And that's why God wants to send it to us. He didn't want those things in our life to die, our hope and our joy and our walk with Him. He doesn't want that to die. So in the midst of our desert, He sends new life, a stream of new life. How many has found life drinking at the springs of living water? Another thing, and there's so much, but I'll just share two more. Another thing I've discovered about, or was impressed with, about these streams in the desert is that they're the only means of surviving the journey. Now, there's a rare few of people that really want to live in the desert. I'm not talking about where they've built oases in the desert and they've, you know, they've irrigated and planted trees. And I'm talking about there's very few people that's just going to put up a little cabin right in the middle of the desert. People don't live there. Deserts, usually in geology, deserts are terrains you're crossing because you're on a journey to somewhere else. Rarely is the desert the destination. And think when we were settled in this country, and I marvel when you drive it in a car. I was talking to someone about going through Nevada. I remember years ago going through Nevada, 120 miles between towns, if you wanted to call them towns. And I remember going through the Mojave Desert. If you didn't have plenty of water, and there wasn't a McDonald's at every exit back then. This wasn't in a covered wagon. This was in a car. You know, I want to get to, it's starting to sound pretty ancient there. You know. But the desert wasn't the destination. It was the thing you crossed on your journey because you was headed to another place. And I marvel at those settlers, how they ever made it through some of those stretches on a horse or walking or in a wagon. But one thing is for sure, as barren as it was, the only reason they were able to make it across, because even though there might have been huge distances between them, there were still these unique places of water throughout that desert. Some Native American or some mountain man had to blaze that trail, but there had to be somewhere, there had to be a water source somewhere out there in the desert, or they would have never completed their journey. They would have never made it across. And so for those early travelers, those watering holes, those streams, those oases were the means of surviving the journey. And you know, it's still the same in our spiritual life. It's those streams that God provides in the desert that are our means of completing our journey. Hallelujah. You know, we got to remember, we get in those places, but the desert is not our destination. It's something we're getting through. And God provides the stream in the desert as the means of getting through it. Hallelujah. We ought to have the tenacity. Brother Brad was leading us tonight. I will never turn back. We all have the tenacity. I made it. God provided this stream here. I'm not quitting. I'm going on. And when I need it, He'll provide me another, because I'm getting through this. Too many people quit in the desert. They do. Too many people turn back. You know, I make calls as a pastor. You know, haven't seen you in a while. You know, what's going on? Well, I've been discouraged. Everything's going wrong. Well, don't quit. Don't give in. Don't turn back. Start looking for a stream. Start praying for a stream. God will give you a stream. You can get through this. And last of all, you can add to the list. But streams are much more appreciated when they're found in the desert. Now, let's create a scenario. Let's say you're out in the Hocking Hills area and you've kind of lost your way and everything. You get a little thirsty. If you did, you wouldn't have to walk far before you came across a stream or a river. Isn't that the way it is in Ohio? I mean, there's water everywhere. And so you'd probably be grateful, and you would be thankful for it, but, you know, you'd say, well, it's everywhere. You know, that's good. I'm glad I found it, but, you know, if I hadn't found this, then I'd found another. But if you were lost in the desert and dehydrating and close to heat stroke, and in desperation, if suddenly you topped a ridge and there was a rushing mountain stream that came out of the mountains, it wouldn't have been, oh, well, there's another. It would be the most wonderful, joyful thing you ever saw. You'd rejoice. You'd be all stricken. Wow. You see, streams mean more when you encounter them in the desert. And I thank God every time for His presence and His touch and His speaking. But how many knows we can sometimes, Brother Fred, we take that for granted. We can get used to it. Let me give you a rough illustration. You know, we have a great church, and God moves by His Spirit, and we have the gifts of the Spirit, and folks get saved, and you can feel His presence, and we're blessed by the singing. But that's like living in Ohio, wanting to drink. Here's a river, here's a river. There's some folks that are in places, they're thirsting to death for a stream. Just this Wednesday night service would have made all the difference in their spiritual life, because they're so thirsty. I'm telling you, it means so much more when you've been dry in your soul and facing the enemy and feel withered inside. It means all the difference when suddenly God speaks and God moves and God touches and He provides a stream in the desert. That's when you really begin to appreciate the moves of God. That's when you really begin to appreciate the touch of God. How many's been there? It's been so dry, and all of a sudden God provided a stream in the wilderness. Isn't that a wonderful thing? That's when you really learn to appreciate. That's when you quit taking a move of God for granted. That's when you quit taking a season of refreshing in the house of God for granted, is when there's a stream in the wilderness. Would you come, music? Someone says, Pastor, my condition's even worse than that. It's not just that I'm in a desert experience. It's the fact that my soul is a desert. I'm not just in a dry place. I'm dried out inside. I got good news. The last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. For out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him, hallelujah, should receive. Did you catch that? You say, my heart feels like a desert. Well, the good news is, Jesus said, out of your heart. Not only does he know how to put a stream in a dry experience that you're in, he knows how to put a stream in the dry heart you might have. See, the stream of the desert doesn't mean a stream of my circumstance, because my heart may be the desert. And he's able to put a stream in the desert of my heart. Hallelujah. God can put a stream in your desert. Would you stand to your feet? I wonder on a Wednesday evening how many would be honest and you would come tonight in all honesty and say, by your coming, you would say, I need God to put a stream in my desert tonight. How many would like to begin to come and say, I need a stream in my desert? Would you come? Would you come? I need a stream in my desert. I need a stream in my desert. Won't you come up front where folks can pray with you? Amen. I need a stream in my desert. Are there others tonight? I need a stream in my desert. I need a stream in my desert. Hallelujah. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus stood and cried that. He was thinking historically of when God provided water in the desert. And all the celebration, the rituals they had to celebrate that. You can celebrate tonight. God can put a stream in your desert. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let God do it for you tonight. Let God do it for you tonight. Oh, if you need a refreshing, let him refresh you tonight. Let him empower you tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
One day I came to him. I was so thirsty.
Oh, yes, yes. Would you seek him tonight?
I asked for water.
Oh, yes.
My throat, yes, Lord, was so dry.
Let him refresh you right here at this altar tonight. He can do it. Seek him. Believe him. Believe that there is a stream for your desert. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, seek him tonight. Call out to him. Call out to him.
He said, I thirst, yet he made the river.
Oh, a stream in the desert. Hallelujah.
He said, I thirst, yet he made the sea.
Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, Lord.
Oh, I thirst, said the King of the ages.
Oh, Jesus,
in
Jesus,
his great
Jesus,
thirst,
Jesus,
he brought water to me.
Oh, let him refresh you tonight. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Oh, I thirst.
Yet he.
Lord, refresh your people tonight. Lord, refresh your people tonight. Hallelujah. Believe him as you pray tonight. He'll put a stream in your desert.